Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is the left has declined to a new low with so-called comedian Kathy Griffin. Personally, I am revolted with her latest grandstand behavior. Much of what we are now seeing is inflamed by the progressive left. Comedian Kathy Griffin recorded a planned video posting this video Memorial Day weekend 2017 of her holding a bloodied, decapitated head of President Trump. How vulgar, vicious, immoral, and shameless. Many of the left are denouncing and censuring this vile display of crudeness. However, the progressive left has genuinely fomented this repulsive, foul behavior. Where was the care and anguish when Snoop Dogg pointed a gun at a President Trump effigy? Madonna avowing she wanted to blow up the White House? Stephen Colbert's unseemly comments regarding President Trump? The Hollywood elitist's unkind, bad-mannered behavior and comments for our President Trump? This is the left today, surprising but predictable. These ubiquitous Democrats are vicious. President Trump and the First Lady posted their disapproval, disappointment, and shock how the gross display affected their young son. Who on the planet thinks that this is okay to behead a human being? Kathy Griffin's immoral video and pictures were just as dreadful as the ISIS terrorists parading their beheadings. Is there any line that the president's critics will not cross? Griffin issued a weak apology, stating, "She is a comic and went too far. She knew she wasn't funny." But 3 days later, she summoned a press conference and began ranting that the president and the first lady were picking on her, that she is a victim, that President Trump broke her. "I've dealt with older white guys who try to keep me down. My career is over because of President Trump," she declared. Now, who is she kidding? This is a pathetic display of no moral character. Parents, listen to this. This is what our children and young adults are being exposed and propagandized. This is not acceptable behavior. We all need to reevaluate how we are treating each other and how we can change this negative behavior. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.